You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friscup. This message was recorded on March 10, 2021, and is titled, Prepare to be Bold. Grab your Bible, turn to the book of Acts, and let's join Steve and the message.
Well, I just want to know, who's running that institution? I want to know why they don't want Jesus in their institution. And we got plenty of it going on. You know why? Because no matter how they preach, they still don't understand that Jesus doesn't come with a billfold. People do. You can preach to people because they'll bring a billfold. Jesus, he'll probably show up with a job. he'll probably want you to do something, you know. He kind of messes up the whole deal. These guys were mere ordinary men. I could stay on this one verse for the next 3 weeks and not just Wednesdays. Men. Come on, men. Mere ordinary men. What in your mind disqualifies you? The coward you said 2 days ago? How you acted in college? Your thought life? What disqualifies a mere ordinary man from serving the Lord Jesus Christ? Nothing. Nothing. And these guys realized it. I want to know what day some of the godless leadership we've got around the world wakes up and says, hey, we better tone it down a little bit because them Christians been making a little noise. They got people all stirred up because lame people are walking and blind people are seeing and dead people are living and them people are just crazy. Yeah, hallelujah. Are y'all ready for somebody to do that? So how many of y'all ready to be that somebody? Yeah. It'll be good. We'll cheer you on. We're praying for you. We'll cheer you on. It said, seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. You see, God's still in the healing business. I don't care what anybody says. God's still in the healing business. God will raise up a dead guy. God will bring bones together. God will make blind eyes to see. God will take heart muscles and put them back where they're supposed to get. God will take tumors and drive them into the dumpster. I've seen every nickel of it now. Seen it right under my own hands. I've seen demons screech and run to the pit of hell. I've seen it, every bit of it. I believe it. You couldn't make me not believe it. You can hit me right in the forehead with a ball peen hammer and I'm going to keep believing it. Because I've seen it. The Word of God says it. That's exactly how God is. And I've seen it. And you know what's been fun? Is when other people are standing there and they've seen it too. Some of you are still here because you've seen it. And some of you left because you've seen it. You didn't want to address your sin. You didn't want to address the anointing of God. You didn't fall face first at the altar. You wanted to walk in your flesh on the way to heaven. You wanted to get that one-time deal to seal it up where I could go to heaven after I die. And you've been living like a son of Hades ever since because the anointing was more than you could stand, so you flew out of here. Then you thought we wasn't the church because we didn't chase you down and drag you back. It's God's anointing, not mine. If you want to come to it, come to it. You want to run from it, run from it. None of my business. I'm just a mere ordinary man who doesn't have much education and just happens to believe this stuff. And guess what? I'm a disruption. Oh. There's some people right now in preparation for what I'm making plans for. They're preparing to. I think they got caller ID. The proof was standing there with them. You see, here's where we've messed up. The only proof we had was our testimony that we're going to heaven. That doesn't prove anything. Your testimony that you're going to heaven doesn't prove anything. But true exposure of the kingdom of God Gifts of the Holy Spirit. Fruit of the Holy Spirit. Miracles, signs, wonders, preaching the truth. When mere ordinary men preach the truth to where people watch you and they don't blink and they don't breathe. They just listen. Because the anointing of God. And they go, that guy's been with Jesus. Watch out for him. How many people in your life are talking behind your back because of your relationship with Jesus? Well, you should work for more. If you can't get more in the harvest, at least get some more naysayers. Do something to make a ripple in the water. You see, the only way to get the gunk out of the bucket is you got to stir the bucket. Be sure you're stirring the bucket. It says right here, but when they had commanded them to go outside the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For indeed that a notable miracle has been done through them is evident to all who dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. So now we're going to have think tank. These are the higher ups. They don't seek God or wisdom or anything else. They're just getting in a group. What are we going to do with these people? They have this undeniable truth. Now, what are we going to do with them? That needs to be what's said about us all the time. That's what people need to be saying. Non-believers, people who have another agenda other than God's agenda, they should be talking about us behind our back all the time. He says right here, but so that it spreads no further among the people, let us severely speak to no man in this name, that they speak to no man in this name. So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. Do you realize that's what's coming to your United States of America? Do you realize that Mr. Potato Head was one brick in the road in the journey to remove the truth of Jesus Christ from your society? Do you realize that? That this transgender movement is not about making confused people seem comfortable. I don't know how that works, but I'm not going to go there today. I'll just leave it alone. But it's more about removing Jesus than it is making a transgender comfortable. This is all an endeavor to disrupt the truth of your Christianity. See, here again, this is why county by county is so important, because they're your protectionary measure. Do you realize we're coming to a day when two transgenders want to be married? Do you know right now, and I didn't know this till the other day, that our courthouse will tell you they're not going to do any weddings because they don't want to pick and choose which ones they do, and they're bound by the law to do them all, so they're not going to do any. What do you think they're going to do to me? See, you people have messed up my life. You call me reverend. And you told other people that I was the pastor of a church, and now they're going to want me to marry them and bury them. So what am I going to do when they challenge my Christian faith? See, that the God of Abraham that I know, the God of this Bible, he created them, Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, and he created man and woman to be in a relationship with each other, to reproduce, so there'd be everlasting human life in the earth until the return of Jesus, and then we're still going to do it. Very simple plan, but many people have deviated from the plan in order to destroy your Christian faith. They've been talking in rooms behind your back for decades now. What are we going to do about these people? Because if these people rule, you can't be greedy. If these people rule, you can't cheat. If these people rule, you can't be a pervert. If these people rule, you've got to be lawful. If these people rule, you've got to be kind. If these people rule, you've got to be generous. If these people rule, you cannot find honor for yourself because you seek honor for God. You see, we're a teetotal disruption to the Luciferian ideology, where the world now belongs to you, but your stomach never gets satisfied. In the name of Jesus. So what are you going to do? We have denominations right now that are having meetings in closets all over the country to decide, how's this going to go? Mr. Potato Head started a whole wave of private meetings because we all know where this is headed. You know how many meetings we've had here? None. You know why? I'm not doing a transgender wedding. I'm not doing a homosexual wedding. I'm not doing an ungodly wedding. I'm not doing the sanctity of marriage amongst ungodly people, godless ideology, things that go against God. I'm not going to do it. You can kill me, take me to jail, beat me up with a stick. I don't care how you want to address the subject, but watch out, because my Bible says that I am the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, according to 1 Corinthians 3:16. And if any man seeks to destroy you, I will destroy him. So be real careful when you come to monkey around in my church and you get ready to come monkey around with God's anointing, because you have now stepped into the kingdom of God. And you have no power here. You have no authority here. You have no voice here. And there's no fear here, Goliath, you uncircumcised knothead. I could care less. I'm not doing this. You see, that comes from a boldness we'll talk about here in a second, where the earth shakes under your feet and you are totally screwed up for the rest of your life. And you're necessary. We're not going to have it spread any further in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and we have heard. Oh, this brings us to another place in a dull, mundane, institutionalized Christianity today. I want to know what you've seen and I want to know what you heard. If I started handing microphone up and down these aisles, this place right here would be probably one of the most active places in the country, but there'd still be people sitting here right now saying, oh, God, I wish this idiot wasn't doing this. What have you seen? What have you heard? People all the time, they call and say, hey, I just want you to come give you testimony. Which one? There's been like 8 million of them since 25 years ago, December 3rd, 1995. That was the first one. And then it's just been a plethora of God stuff ever since. What have you seen and what have you heard? It says right here, so when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way to punish them because the people, since they were all glorified God for what had been done. For the man was over 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing had been performed. I pondered on that today, and you know how I preach. I always interject my life in here because I don't know enough about yours. So I just do mine. Let me tell you right here in this little town right here, there's people that have whispered behind my back. There's some people in this town that I'm pretty sure wished I would go away. I'm a disruption. I create pressure. I don't know if any of y'all have ever experienced that when I've walked into your life, that you may experience some type of pressure. Because I'm brash. The other side of this is, there's a whole pile of them that have seen, heard, and experienced what the Jesus we preach has done individually and corporately through this body for decades now. And they would stand up and they would cause fear in that handful of self-serving, self-preserving ideological idiots. They'd stand up and that little group of people would go in the back and say, can't do anything to them because the people ain't going to stand for it. Here again, county by county, in this county, I'll never have to fear about doing things I don't believe because I'm surrounded by people who will stand up for me. Who do you think's going to walk in here someday and tell us to deny our God? Nebuchadnezzar couldn't do it. And neither can any of these guys around here. I'll go ahead and throw me in the fire or set me with the lions. I'll take my chances. Because no weapon forged against me will prevail. That's my heritage, is what God said. You'll surround me and protect me, and so will the people. How many of you guys sitting in this room right now, some crazy guy come through the door and said, Reverend, you just ticked me off. I'm going to whip your hind end. He wouldn't get past the third row. He'd got to get past John and Curtis before he can get down. I mean, this guy will have the ear stomped off the side of his head before he ever gets down. We'll have to pray for his healing. See, has the church caused this, or we just got nice? And we just go to church and sit in our little huddle. We have our little prayer meetings, our Bible studies. Nobody fears our presence. Nobody thinks about us and God. Nobody's seen the proof in our pudding. I mean, really, come on. We're talking about Jesus Christ here, the one we all know, the hero of all heroes. What about him? I mean, really, when's the last time you seen a dead guy just bailed out of the truck because you knew this was your chance? No, we don't do stuff like that. That's just crazy. You can't act like that. Well, you better get where you do. Verse 23 said, and being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders said to them. So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of your servant David have said. Listen, before I quote Psalms chapter 2, I want to reiterate something. When they praised God for being rebuked for speaking in the name of Jesus, they raised their voice, God, you who made heaven and earth. The Creator. You see what we lost in Christianity today? We all went to a cross that was bloody, covered in grace, so that we could find passage to a place later on. And so a huge portion of the generations that some of us have raised believe in a salvation that comes from a Jesus who died on the cross and raised on the third day, but do not believe in the God who brought forth heaven and earth, who separated the expanse of the sky, separated the expanse of the earth, that put the stars in their place, set the universe in motion, brought the sun to come up on one side, the moon to show over here on the other side. He brought light. He brought darkness. He put a pile of dirt together. He breathed in it one day, and mankind came. Out of that man, he grabbed a rib and created a helpmate for that man, so that it was man and woman to create families. That's the plan of God, and it all came out of creation. If we still believe the creation truth, you wouldn't be dealing with some of the stupid junk you're dealing with today that comes out of higher academia and all these think tank things. You got churches all over the planet today that claim to be New Testament churches, and I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is an Old Testament God. And it's high time everybody figured out. And if you don't come back to creationism, you miss Jesus altogether. You are not born again if you can't believe God created heaven and earth. You're believing in an idea, but you've never met him. I've met him, and I know when you're lying about him. I've known him for 25 years now. This is the truth. And he said, that God. Why did the nations rage and the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth took their stand and the rulers gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. That was written in Psalms chapter 2. That the leaders of the world would come together against Jesus. Why? Because he's a disruptor of the institution. He'll disrupt the institution of education in America today. He'll disrupt the institution of government in America today. And he'll disrupt the institution of religion in America today. The reality of Jesus Christ will make the walls fall down as he raises up a new house of the living stones. For truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined for them to be done. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word. Is anybody here a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ? You weren't saved for heaven. You were saved to serve. Salvation only happens for those who have bowed their knee for Jesus Christ to be your Lord. He can't be your Savior until He's your Lord. In the last days, the Bible says in the book of Malachi, there'll be a distinction made between the righteous and the wicked, those who serve God and those who do not. He said, Lord, Lord, look on their threats and grant your servants with all boldness they may speak your word. If you're a servant of the Most High, do you speak the word of God? Do you desire to? I told you it took me 25 years to get this much crazy. So I know everybody's where you're at on your journey, but are you on the journey? Why are you here tonight? To learn how to be weird, or do you go to church because you're going to heaven? We need to learn how to be weird. He says right here, now, Lord, look on them, give them your word, by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. How many of y'all have gone to a church since Moby Dick was a minute and you never saw a miracle? Not one. Oh, you had some stuff you counted as a miracle. We've been praying for Sister Jane and she finally came back to church. No, I'm talking about laying somebody on the bench who's got a broke leg separated 4 inches apart, laying your hands on them, watch the bones grow together. I'm talking about having a blind guy walk up and only see out of one eye and turn around and see out of two. Yeah. How many more you want me to do? I've seen almost every body part there is healed. Seen two dead guys get up and I'm ready for nothing. I'm looking while I'm driving now for one laying in the ditch. I'm going to jump on him. I want a big crowd. Serious. You ever drive around thinking about stuff like that? I mean, we went through a phase in our life where we'd drive down the road and there'd be something going on and Rob would say, do not look. Don't look. I might just pull over and just invite myself into somebody's business. Speaking the word of God with boldness, accompanied by miracles, signs, and wonders. Not so we can have good meetings. Look, this is where we messed it up. We reserved all this stuff for the meeting. I want to educate you for the outside. Outside. Where you pray in front of the grocery store. Or you go over to your neighbor's house when they're sick and you lay your hands on them and they get well. Where they know you've been with Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spoke the word of God with boldness. When's the last time you sat down in a chair and said, God, I want you to shake things up? You see, right now our earth is going through a shaking. We're going through a shaking. Everything's being turned upside down so God's church can be turned right side up. You see, the kingdom of God is unshakable. Where I dwell is unshakable. So I'm not dismayed. I'm not nervous. I'm not scared. I'm not worried about institutions that are crumbling and institutions that are going berserk. Outside my bubble, I just stand here and watch. And then invite people into the kingdom of God. Come over here and you can have a ringside seat to the chaos. But be careful while you're sitting here because somewhere in here God's going to tell you to go back outside. Place your foot where no man dared to trod. Claim the land for your King and Lord Jesus. Take all authority on heaven and earth like God has promised you. Speak into people's lives. Speak into the word of God. Had a guy one time worked in the auction business and he was going through heck and everybody kept telling him, said, you need to call old Steve. You need to call old Steve. He said, I don't want to call him. Every time I talk to him, he preaches at me. I told that guy, I said, no, I don't. I just speak the word of God. Why wouldn't you speak the word of God? Do you know any other words that are better? You know any better advice than this Bible? I'm not preaching at you. I'm just speaking the word of God because I love you. If I loved me, I'd tell you something else and ask you to pay me for it. Just preach the word of God. Can you do that?
Well, that concludes this segment in our message, Prepare to be Bold. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship, and you can tune in 8 a.m. Mountain Time every Sunday morning to hear Steve on AM 1450 Cow Country. For Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.